It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Mike, first before, good afternoon to you and welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us again.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon to everybody.
Our question for today, Mfundisi, is does God intervene in individual lives? And if so, why does it seem selective?
Okay, we'll need a little elaboration on the last part. Selective in what way?
You find God intervening in Maforo's life, but God doesn't intervene in my life. Why? Why does he select? Why does he intervene in Israel's life, but doesn't intervene on behalf of the Chinese, for example? He intervenes in one person's life, and he doesn't intervene in the next person's life, and situations appear to be the same. So why?
Okay. Now, let me dispel the myth that says he does not intervene in our lives, or rather that the selective part. He
yes.
is not selective. It is maybe the means with which he decides to intervene in people's lives. Now, firstly, the reason why God intervenes in people's lives is because he is their creator and he is their God.
Yeah.
But one thing I love about him, he doesn't force himself on anyone. There is no place on scripture where he forces himself on anyone. Should he decide to do, the individual realizes that it was for a greater good if there is any case of that matter. But coming to him being selective, it is true to assume that in some cases, God seems to be actively involved in a certain person's life and not in another.
Right.
But one thing that we need to remember is the Lord's Prayer that says, give us our daily bread.
Hmm.
And as one speaker would say, when he gives bread to me, it is not my bread, but it is our bread.
Okay.
It is therefore the duty of the one with whom God has manifested himself in to distribute that love that God has. Remember, yesterday we spoke about serving others. Others will see Christ in us.
Hmm.
No wonder why when Christ says, you saw me in prison and you visited me.
Right,
Who visited who? It is the acts of those whom God may have fully manifested himself in that we have to carry that banner of Christ to the many different dark places. We can see Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So you said he does not force himself on anyone. Kindly explain what you meant by that.
Okay. It is normally when you look, especially in the African deity sim or narratives, you will discover that the deity seems to force himself on the people, demands people to do certain things so that they, in return, they may attain a certain favor. But the God we worship sacrificed his life for us. And when he died on the cross, he opened up his arms to anyone who will receive.
Right.
No wonder that scripture says in chapter 3, on the other side, to make a decision to open the door or not to open it. Should you choose to open, he says, if anyone hears my voice and he opens, I am going to go in and dine with him. So if he does, if you choose not to, he will definitely not come in and force himself on anyone who does not accept him.
Okay. All right. Okay. Look, I hear you, Mfundisi. I hear you. And I do think at this point we need to schedule a conversation on just that issue. Just that issue. And see if we can.
I think this time I'll have to come to studio.
I'll actually schedule that with you, Mfundisi. As soon as I drop the slide, I'm going to call you again off air so that we can make that arrangement. All right. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. I really appreciate your time and your insights. Your insights are always important and thankful. We have your time for this week. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Have a wonderful Sabbath.
Thank you so much. Amen.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.